Hi, this is Lonnie, and I promised you guys another recording a long time ago, and I'm finally getting around to that. I'm going to try to do some accents from different places that I've lived in the U.S. My name is Lonnie, and I was born in Fort Belvoir, Virginia. My Virginia relatives have a very strong accent. They live in the hills, Appalachia. And I recall some things I noticed that I thought were very kind of out there. My grandmother called flowers flares. Gonna plant some flares in the yard. I'm trying to think if there are any other extreme words I remember. I'm sure I will at some point, but I'm gonna move on. When I was about 2, we moved up to Minnesota, and that's where my dad was from, and we lived in the greater Minneapolis-St. Paul area and around a little town called Anoka. A lot of Indian names up there. And we lived there until I finished my 9th grade year, which is the first year of high school. Never really had a strong Minnesotan accent, and I even recall that a couple of my best friends, both of their mothers, would say that I talked funny because I didn't talk like other people in Minnesota, I guess. I grew up around one parent that was from Virginia and one that was from Minnesota, and I think I just listened to each of them, and they spoke very differently from each other, so I think I ended up with kind of my own way of speaking. My grandmother had a very strong Minnesotan accent, though, similar to, I don't know if you are familiar with Bobby's World, and the mom in Bobby's World, she has a very strong Minnesotan accent. And one of the things my grandma liked to say, she liked to call the sofa the Davenport, the couch, the settee, whatever. Davenport was a brand of sofa, at least in her day. Don't think they make them anymore. And she didn't like anyone putting their feet up on it, so one of the things she liked to say was, "Get your feet off the Davenport!" Something like that. And another expression she really liked to say was, "Oh, for crying out loud." The summer after my 9th grade year, we moved to Charleston, South Carolina. So my dad took a job down there. And I'm trying to do that accent right now. And the way that the Charleston accent differs from a Virginian accent is that largely the R's within words are not as emphasized, and R's at the end of words are largely completely dropped. For instance, Virginia accent, the R's are really accentuated. We were near rivers called the Ashley and Cooper Rivers, and Virginia, they would say Cooper, you know, very strong R there, and Charleston, they said Koopa, and a lot of people even said Koopa. That was a local way to say that word. It's double O. They would say Koopa, the Koopa River. And let's see, Charleston rather than Charleston. And let's see if I can do it's very similar to the Georgian accent as well. Let me see if I can do my little Gone with the Wind impression. I think this was one of Scarlett O'Hara's sisters in the movie. At the party where she first sees Rhett Butler. "That's Rhett Butler. He's from Charleston." Okay, that's all I'm doing of that. Oh boy, so I've lived in Washington State about 6 years now, and I think I have a pretty generic West Coast accent. It's very similar to California, I guess, parts of California, but not as exaggerated as people from the valley, maybe. And I think I've not really changed the way that I have spoken that drastically in all of the moving that I've done. It doesn't seem like it to me anyway, but I am a person who will tend to take on whatever accent very quickly of where I live, but just kind of in a milder form. So this is getting close to 5 minutes. So I'm going to quit now, and thanks very much for listening. I've had fun.